And now on Radio 1, two emo boys battle it out to win tickets to My Chemical Romance by seeing who can cry the most.
Radio 1 presents
My Chemical Romance
Live.
Please welcome to the studio Brett and Adam, everybody. Brett and Adam.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, guys. Brett, first of all, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Big fan of My Chemical Romance?
Yes, of course, indeed.
How big?
Huge. I mean, they're definitely like the hottest band at the moment, and I definitely like to keep my finger on the pulse of what's hot. And because they're so awesome, I had to enter this because hook or by crook, I'm gonna cry because they're just awesome, and I just have to be there.
So you really want this, don't you, bad?
Really, really bad.
Okay. When was the last time you cried, Brett?
Honestly, I can't remember the last time I cried. Like, maybe when I left back home, like Botswana, I said goodbye to all my friends, and that was pretty hectic. I think I cried a lot there.
Okay. But you're confident you will be able to do it today, on demand.
I have to. Like, I'm gonna have to. I mean, like, I don't cry easily necessarily, but I want this so bad, so I'm gonna cry.
Okay, Adam, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Now, are you in touch with your sensitive side, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. I cry from time to time.
Do you? Okay. Don't cry now. It's not started yet. What makes you cry?
Well, I think Comic Relief, all that stuff was quite touching for me, but obviously like Onions and stuff make me cry.
Yeah, Onions.
Onions and Comic Relief.
Okay, these are the rules. I've got four tickets to My Chemical Romance. The person who wins them is the person who cries the most, okay? So Brett and Adam, we're going to try and make you cry.
Sure.
The person that cries the most gets the tickets. Anything you want to say to each other before you start?
Adam, I know that you like My Chemical Romance, but the tickets are mine, basically.
You're going down.
Chappers is here to make sure they're welling up properly.
All right, okay, am I the judge here?
That's
I
you,
don't
yeah.
know, right, okay.
And we have two cups here, clear plastic cups.
Do we have to cry into those?
So you don't need to worry, you just need to cry.
Okay.
All right, okay, we'll look after the cups.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Well, and we have to catch the tears in the cups.
That's your job, my darling.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah. Yep.
Anyone feeling emotional at this point or quite kind of stable at the moment?
I think Adam's feeling quite emotional. Yep.
Okay, Adam.
I'm really nervous.
Okay, it's fine.
Can I just
That'll probably help. That'll probably be in your favour.
No, I think happy thoughts, Adam.
I'm too nervous to cry at the moment.
Okay.
Can I just clarify something on these cups?
Mm.
If I catch snot as well as tears, does that count?
I think any liquid.
When you're blubbing, any liquid.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, can you, like, jump up and down and sweat?
I'd rather you didn't, in all honesty.
I want these tickets.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've got four tickets for the person who cries the most.
Sure.
We're going to show you some stuff, and we're going to play you some stuff and see if it works. Now, the first thing, this always makes Laura cry. We've discussed this on the show before, okay? So, just have a listen to this and see how you feel about it. Get ready with the cups, chappers.
These are a quarter of a litre cups. how many tears you expected?
Well, I was expecting some emo kids.
I've got bodily fluid, that.
Get ready to cry.
For what we are about to receive.
Country vegetable chicken.
Dad's home from work on time.
The telly switched off.
Sitting, chatting about stuff like
how I feel.
Laugh, Brett.
Can Laura donate some tears to me?
Eating proper food and sitting together.
For this, may we all be truly thankful.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I like it. You're both holding the cups up to your eyes in the hope that something might fall out, but nothing.
Laura's blubbing behind you, mate.
My gosh. You'll forget. Right, so that was the gravy advert. That didn't.
Nothing as yet.
No. Okay. All right, let's move it up a little bit then. This is the bit in The Lion King where Simba's dad dies. Adam's going now.
Help me!
Long live the king.
I got one. On the top.
So So that was the emotional scene from The Lion King. How are we all feeling now?
Just really down. It's terrible.
Feeling down, Adam?
Yeah.
I'm crying invertedly so bad, seriously.
Okay, no, that's not working, is it?
Still no tears.
Okay.
But do you want me to just poke them in the eye with the cup?
Not at this stage, right, I'll come later.
Alright.
We'll try and do some more crying after the enemy. I'm so sick, sick, sick and tired. This is Radio 1. I now believe that there might be some foul play going on where Brett is blowing into his eyes to try and make himself cry. Whatever. Radio 1 presents My Chemical Romance. We have two people in the studio, two Radio 1 listeners, who are trying to make themselves cry to win four tickets to Monday's My Chemical Romance exclusive gig. It's Brett and Adam. Hello.
Hi.
We've had no tears as yet.
I haven't looked at this.
Okay, let's step it up again. This might work. Adam, first of all, this is a message from your gran.
Hello, Adam. This is Grandma. I love you very much, my boy. I'm very proud of you. And I know how much you deserve to get this ticket for the concert. And I wish all the best for you. And I love you very much. I love you very much, my boy. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, that's your gran. So how are you feeling?
This just made me laugh.
Okay. All right, let's try you, Brett. This is from one of your really good friends in Cape Town.
Hi, Brookie, darling. It's Tammy. I miss you so much. Love you. You know you're far away in England and all, but I'm in Cape Town thinking of you, missing you so much, miss all our times in Botswana. You're like my brother, and I absolutely adore you, darling. I hope you do absolutely fabulous in your competition, and of course I know you will win because it's absolutely kind. Love you, my darling, my best friend. And I hope I'll see you very soon.
You see, I thought that was going to be the bit where they went.
See, that's really, really sweet. It means a lot, but it makes me happy.
You looked like you weren't quite sure who it was.
Who's that? Right, let's take a call. Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Have you been crying?
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't, really, to be honest. But it's quite touched you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
All right, well, I wish you were entering this competition. So nothing still. Right, it's time to get the onions out, I think.
Oh, wicked.
We have industrial-sized onions and a massive knife. Have we filled in a health and safety form for that?
Am I doing this?
Yes. But yeah, be careful with that knife, if you could. Right, we've got to get some tears now, surely.
Oh, this is horrible.
Don't rub the onion in your eye.
There you go, there's a bit of onion for you.
While you're doing that, we're going to play you an emotional RSPCA advert.
Tigger, Mo and Pepper were dumped and left to die. The RSPCA saved their lives. Billy was locked up in a barn for years, standing in his own filth. The RSPCA set him free.
Oh, yeah, we've got some tears now. Come on, Adam. Come on, Brett, keep up.
The RSPCA rescued him.
How's that going to work, Adam? Just rocking your head forward till a tear comes out.
It's like about to fall off.
Okay, like...
How's it going? How are you both feeling?
It just hurts. It doesn't like...
Blind.
I'm not surprised you've been sticking an onion on your eyeball. I'm not surprised it hurts.
There are kind of tears, though. That's kind of happening, yeah? Okay. This has got to work, surely.
Oh, my God, I can't even see.
Brett can't see. You need to be able to watch this next bit. It's Sir Elton John performing Candle in the Wind at Princess Diana's funeral.
I can't see. Goodbye, Rose. May you help grow in our hearts. You are the grace that
places where lives were torn apart. Come on, cry!
You called out to our country and you whispered to those in pain. Now you belong to heaven and the stars spell out your name.
Yes, I've got some.
Yeah, yeah, Brett's got some tears. Adam, how are you doing, Adam?
Yeah, well, I think when it actually happened, I did cry. With the sunset, when the rain set in, and your footsteps will always fall here, long England's
green. Go on.
Yeah. Go on, Adam.
He's got one actual tear in the cup. Brett, can you see yet, Brett? Oh, yeah, he's got some.
Oh, nice.
Okay, well, we've tried to make Brett and Adam cry through various means. Now is judgment time. It's time to find out who wins the four tickets for the exclusive My Chemical Romance gig in London on Monday.
What, do I have to examine the cups? Yeah.
Who's cried the most?
Right. There is one tear.
From Adam.
From Adam's.
And Brett?
What's really strange is my tears are like milky. Look at that.
Do you know what? I might just put that out. And look at it. And look at it from afar. That is, yeah.
It's
that's
strange.
Like a really cloudy liquid. You appear to have cried. You have cried into that, haven't you?
Of course.
Right, so...
Oh, my God.
I think, judging on the evidence, that the winner is... Brett.
Yay! So Brett gets the tickets for My Chemical Romance. Well done, Brett.
Thank you very much.
You did good there. You wanted them and you got them.
Thank you very much.
Adam.
Adam's crying now, but it's too late.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, he's probably going to cry more now than he did at the time. Oh, no, he is as well. Oh, no, he is.
Oh, my God, he really is.
Block Party, I still remember on Radio 1, so thank you to Brett and Adam for coming in today. Brett gets the tickets. Unless, I'm really sorry if I've made you feel miserable. So many people are texting saying they've had to pull over in the car because they can't see through the tears. Sorry.